Hey Mike, let's dive into the chaotic, fantastically wicked world of Overlord 2. Have you ever dreamed of unleashing a horde of mischievous minions to wreak havoc on your own empire? Well, buckle up, because this game is all about glorious mayhem. Imagine stepping into the boots of a new Dark Master, ready to smash the glorious empire to bits. Sounds exciting, right? You get to build an army of adorable yet terrifying minions who can ride into battle on the backs of wolves and wreak havoc on unsuspecting foes. You might even find that you have a penchant for evil doing that you didn't know about. What really makes Overlord 2 stand out is the sheer variety of gameplay. You can choose to dominate humanity village by village, turning them into your personal labor force, or embrace the destruction style and raze everything in sight, leaving a path of obliteration behind you. Just imagine leveling an entire city because they dared to look at you sideways. What a power trip. The visuals in Overlord 2 are pretty stunning. It's a beautifully crafted world, filled with vibrant colors and detailed environments that really pop. The art style strikes a delightful balance between dark humor and whimsical design, making everything from the landscapes to the characters visually engaging. Your minions are just as charmingly malevolent, cute little creatures with an insatiable appetite for chaos. Now, let's talk about gameplay. Each level feels immersive, packed with not just mindless slaughter, but strategic objectives as well. You have different types of minions at your command, each with their own strengths. From the brutish browns to the stealthy greens, every encounter can play out differently, depending on how you deploy your little devils. And let me tell you, there's nothing quite like watching them loot a village while you cackle in evil glee. One of the most thrilling moments you can experience in the game is taking control of war machines. Picture yourself commandeering a lumbering beast of destruction, obliterating enemy ranks while your minions scamper around taking care of business. It's a feeling of raw power that keeps you hooked. If you're looking for similar games, titles like Dungeon Keeper offer a similar flavor of dark humor and minion mayhem. Yet Overlord 2 hooks you with its unique charm and wide-open choices. For something that offers a different perspective, you might also think about Bully or Fable, which sprinkle in a little bit of mischief with their narratives. Now, I know you might have some reservations about diving into this game. If you're wondering whether it fits your style, I'd say give it a shot. Even if it strays from what you usually play, its engaging humor, clever design, and the thrill of commanding your minions could reinvigorate your gaming experience. It's not just about the mindless destruction. There's a surprising amount of strategy that can keep you engaged. But if you find yourself averse to games that lean too far into bizarre humor, or if you prefer a tighter narrative without the chaos, you might tread careful waters here. The blend of chaos and command can be a mixed bag, especially if you prefer games that are more straightforward. In the end, Mike, if you're ready for a romp through an empire crushed under the weight of absurdity and dark powers, Overlord 2 is waiting for you to unleash your inner villain. So, what do you think? Ready to raise some hell?